This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Good evening, this is Bing Crosby, and we're off tonight with This Old House. That is, we're off if Buddy Cole and the boys are ready. They certainly look ready.
This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in darkness when the lightning walks about. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window panes. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is a-getting shaky. This old house is a-getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. On my knees I'm getting chilly, but I feel no fear nor pain, 'cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. Ain't a-gonna need this house no longer. Ain't a-gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window panes. Ain't a-gonna need this house no longer. Girl, I'm getting ready to meet the saints. Sleeping, he don't know I'm gonna leave. Else he'd wake up by the fireplace and he'd sit and howl and grieve. But my hunting days are over. Ain't gonna hunt the coon no more. Gabriel brought in my chariot when the wind blew down the door. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window panes. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
Thank you, buddy and fellas.
Well, sir.
My gosh, tonight I feel like a missionary or a teacher or a social worker or something. Now, I feel that I've accomplished something real important, for I've just learned that I've helped another human being repair and improve his way of living. At least that's what a friend of mine tells me. It came to pass in the following fashion. The other day, this fellow, along with some executives of the Columbia Network and myself, had a little conference over at Television City. That's Columbia's new spectacular TV studio in Hollywood. Upon entering the conference room up on the third or fourth floor, I was immediately impressed with the pleasant decor and the neat, carefully arranged furnishing, the spick-and-span, efficient attitude of the room. Instinctively, I remarked, a tidy room for tidy thoughts. That's all I said, just a tidy room for tidy thoughts. Not a very profound observation, kind of a platitude, but my friend tells me that that casual remark changed his whole way of living. After the conference, he went on back to his office, and he threw out hundreds of old magazines, newspapers, letters, advertisements, and whatnots that had been cluttering up the place for years. He even dusted and straightened up the pictures on the walls. Fella tells me that the effect was electric. Almost immediately, he felt better. His whole attitude became brighter. It seemed like a great weight had been lifted from his shoulders. He felt reborn. This is miraculous because my friend was really a disorganized, haphazard kind of a character. Newly liberated, he claims that my casual remark and also his learning of the work of Emmett J. Leahy of Leahy and Company of New York has put him on the road to success. I'll tell you about Leahy. Maybe you've heard of him. If not, you should, because Mr. Leahy and his organization make it a business to tidy up the affairs of business firms who are in the same cluttered-up state of affairs as my friend was. Leahy's slogan is, don't file it, throw it away. A thought and action-producing series of words if there ever was one. The Leahy firm contracts to rid the files of business firms of excess and outdated papers. You know, records, carbon copies, and so forth and so forth. Ad infinitum, which pile up through the years, taking up a lot of valuable space and a lot of time, and reducing efficiency. Well, after hearing about the inspired Mr. Leahy, my friend went to work on his office files, on his desk drawers, and even his coat pockets, woolen memos, matchboxes, and other bulge producers, and he threw out reams, just literally reams of old paper. Don't file it, throw it away is a good slogan for all of us, I guess. You know, we're all squirrels. We're pack rats at heart, hoarders of paper, paper bags, string. Most anything we should give the old heave-ho to. File it in the wastebasket. That's our thought for tonight. I'm thinking about it. I might even send Bob Hope a memo on don't file it, throw it away. Might move him to tossing his hundreds of scrapbooks into the ash can. He might even weed out his joke files. Now, that would be a public service, wouldn't it? Now, if any of you folks listening would like a copy of tonight's remarks, you just write to me at CBS Hollywood, and when you get this paper, remember, don't file it. Throw it away.
Now, here's a song that's, it's a pretty tough one to throw away or be casual about. You just got to go to work on this one because it's a beauty. One that you all know is Honeysuckle Rose. I hope I got the lyrics of Honeysuckle Rose sufficiently filed away so I can remember them. Come to think of it, if I don't know this tune, I ought to go home. Huh? Buddy, let's have it.
How every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle Rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows, Honeysuckle Rose. Well, I don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar, so sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, Honeysuckle Rose. Taking sips from your tasty lips, honey fairly drips. Confection, goodness knows, that's Honeysuckle Rose.
That was Honeysuckle Rose, backed musically by Buddy Cole at the piano, Don Whitaker at bass, Vince Terry guitar, and Nick Fatool on the drums. And as soon as the boys complete their bows, we're going to get along with Once in a While.
Give one little thought to me. though someone else may be nearer your heart. Once in a while, will you dream of the moments I shared with you? Those moments before we two drifted apart.
That's the end of this 15. Should we get together tomorrow night, huh? Same time, same place? Good night, then, and thank you very much.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know.
Ken Carpenter saying goodnight to you all and reminding you that Bing Crosby can be heard Monday through Friday, transcribed from Hollywood.
CBS
Radio.
I like it best.
Radio.
I like those CBS radio shows.
If you're sitting at home,
if you're out in a car,
CBS Radio's where you are. CBS Radio.